This is the Midday Market Report for Tuesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson, joined at midday by John Heinberg of Total Farm Marketing. John, what have we learned with the prospective plantings reports and the grain stocks numbers?
Well, we got those numbers out here just a few minutes ago. Numbers came in a little bit off of expectations, but not much. First off, we saw that corn number come in at 95.33 million acres. So again, that's up a little bit from what the trade was thinking. They're thinking just under 94.3 million acres in that regard. So that's been kind of keeping corn prices. We're off the lows of the day, but we're flat right now. We'll see how that comes out. On the soybean side, acres were slightly less than the market anticipated, about 750,000 acres. Came in at 84.7 million acres. Again, the market was thinking it was going to be around the 85.5 number.
That was John Heinberg with Total Farm Marketing. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Stay informed with the closing market report from the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, your essential summary of the day's market activities and their impact on the agricultural economy. Join us for timely updates and expert commentary on commodity prices and market trends with trusted ag market analysts from around the Midwest. Tune in every Monday through Friday on your local Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network affiliate for your daily market recap and insights to stay ahead in the ag economy.
May corn up 1 3/4 at 457.5. May soybeans up 12.5 at 11.72 1/4. May soybean meal up $1.50 at 316.40. May soybean oil up 40 cents at 68.87. Chicago wheat up 9 1/4 at 616 1/4. Minneapolis wheat up 8 cents at 660. Kansas City hard red wheat up 13 3/4 at 640. May oats up 6 1/4 at 357 1/4. On the Merck, April live cattle up $1.40 at $240.95. April feeder cattle up $2.88 at $366.18. April lean hogs down 5 cents at $90.43. April pork cutout unchanged at $98.90. Class 3 milk up 18 cents at $17.42. This has been a check of the midday markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.